Welcome back to another little snippet cold brew episode, Bean Team. I'm your co-host, Oscar Fernandez, Oscar Farts. My left or right, I don't know how he edits his stuff.
It's always the same side. It has never changed.
What side is it?
The other side.
So this
one? Yeah, there you go.
He's over here. There you go.
I hope I slip it to make it harder on you.
I hope you do. I really do. I want that to happen. I'm gonna look stupid, but I want that to happen.
We'll see if I remember.
A little bit of Star Wars news. No, we are not a Star Wars podcast, even though Oscar tries to make it. A little bit of sad news. We recently just lost Dave Prowse. I believe he was 85. Out of a little illness, and sadly didn't bounce back.
For the fans, yeah. Who are unfamiliar with him, because you would say he has a role that is super iconic, but he is not known for it. In the sense of, like, unless you're a real, like,
yes.
Not real, like, unless you, like, dig deeper into the Star Wars production, you may not even know who he is. So, mind giving us a little background?
Yeah, so he is a bodybuilder turned actor, and he's most famous for portraying Darth Vader. The original trilogy.
Oh, he didn't reprise?
Delicious force chokes and intimidating, just giant. Yeah, I think he was 6'6".
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the only one taller in there was Peter Mayhew, who also sadly passed away not that many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these, especially for me, it's hard because all these legends I look up to, you know, I watch these movies almost every single month, and I've grown so attached to them, and I've met some of them at cons and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sad that they're all sort of, you know, going away, as we all will, you know.
Damn.
So sad. Becoming one with the Force. It's no joke.
Yep. So we wanted to start our Star Wars news with that, a little respect, and to now do a complete 180 from sadness and the death and the end of all life and how we're all finite creatures within this universe and one day we will return to the great beyond that we came from. You have some other news, Oscar, don't you?
Yeah. So it is good to be a Star Wars fan. It's bad to be a Star Wars fan.
I'm sorry, what?
Hey,
it's
like,
good to be, like, it's bad to be. It's good, it's bad.
The thing is, like, so again, the bad taste of nine has sullied a lot of things. I'm not gonna get into it. But we can, all the fans, no matter what side you're on, whether you're purists, you're prequel fans, you're sequel fans, what we all agree on is Mandalorian has been doing fantastic.
Oh, hell yeah.
So yes. That's why it's so great to be a Star Wars fan. But it sucks to be a Star Wars fan because of David Prowse, of course, you know, being, you know, big fans and things like that. It's just sad to see parts of that fandom, that universe, slowly going away. And especially when Star Wars right now is doing so well, gaining more fans and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so... is what it is, sadly, and but the Mandalorian's doing fantastic. And Ricky hasn't seen any of it. The season two.
I was like, I've seen season one. I'm just waiting for it to, like, build a bunch so I can just binge it, because that's what I did with season one. Made life so much better.
Excuse me. And but yeah, Mando's been doing really good. I'm gonna try to keep it spoiler free for Enrique, who's to my right,
and other people who haven't seen it.
It's true, and it's very hard to be on the internet right now because, like, I woke up this morning, there were spoilers at the wazoo. Luckily, I watched it the morning of. So many. And, but, like, I'm actually torn. It's weird to say because I love anything Star Wars. But, Mando's doing really well in the formula, so that way... you're ready, Enrique. It's been big thing, filler, big thing. That's been this whole season.
Mm-hmm.
All go together. They all lead together, but there's always been a big reveal every other episode.
Yeah.
So as The first one, we got lots of lots of Easter eggs, and we sort of followed this journey with Mando and the child.
Mm-hmm.
And we only got a few little reveals. This one, it's been like big calm. And it's just like, there's only three episodes left, and I just want big. I don't want any breaks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And thing is, like, I'm trying to see the longevity of this show, and there's been so many things circulating. The Boba Fett show, the Ahsoka Tano show, the Rebels cartoon, which might now be a live action show.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, like, you are incorporating all these people into this show right now. Smart thing to do to me to incorporate Mando and the child. You can't run this same story forever.
Yeah.
If things are unraveling now, it's only a matter of time before, okay, we have all the answers of this. Now mm-hmm. what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they should not do a solo Rebels show, but to incorporate Mando and the child into that.
As a way to continue their story.
Make it a party, make it a team, you know?
Yeah. Kind of like a mini, this is going to sound weird, a mini Star Wars Avengers. Where we incorporate characters from multiple shows and they actually form a team, but as a show, but not as a movie. That's what, am I close to what you're saying?
Because you got Cara Dune and Greve Karga and things like that joining Mando mm-hmm. only once this season. And so he's always usually alone, but if you mix him up with Ahsoka Tano, eventually Ezra Bridger and things like that, because apparently they casted him live action as well. So if you follow that, and maybe my fan theory was take them and go to the outer outside of the galaxy,
because mm-hmm.
that would go with a lot of legend stuff and things like that, the outer rim. And have your adventure at the outer rim, but literally outside the galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like Thrawn in the original Thrawn trilogy, like, came out and he was warning the Empire about the, was it the Gris or something mm-hmm. like that out there. And that's how he gained favor in the Empire and became Admiral and all that stuff, because mm-hmm. he was helping prepare. Not only was he a fantastic tactician, but that's how he gained initial trust, because he had these warnings of this outside group coming in to invade.
From another galaxy.
So my thing is, like, if you take Mando and Ahsoka and whoever else you want and you throw them outside this galaxy to fight these Legends characters,
mm-hmm.
You don't have to mess up with continuity.
Huh. You know what I'm just now realizing? I keep forgetting Star Wars takes place in a galaxy. Like, because when you think of space, entire universe. But I keep forgetting it's an actual little pocket of the universe in itself.
And there's, you know, over 100,000 stars in our galaxy alone?
Yeah, like, it's vast and huge. But, like, I'm saying, like, I keep forgetting it still doesn't take place in a massiveness of the universe, but in a small pocket of it. So there is opportunities of what you're saying of going into other different pockets that can be vastly different and create new stories.
Exactly. And you can use a lot of Legends material, and that's mm-hmm. what they've been doing this last season. They are digging deep, my friend. Deep. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw this one thing on the screen, like, mm-hmm. they'd be crapping me. Like, what? How? Why? And Jordan was like, is it? And I just pointed to a figure on my toy shelf. I'm like, it's that. I never thought I would ever see that. It's right there. That's what that is.
But no spoilers. What's that? Oh, good. I like how you're... Thank you again for not giving me any spoilers. But I love the description of, what's that? It's that. That. That is that.
I know. I collect. I buy. I'm like, oh, this is really cool. They'll never use this. And like, they're just using a bunch of Legend stuff. And I'm just like,
well, because there's so much to use. There's so much to use. They can use it for so long, and even then they could even, like, and that's without the idea of them creating more stuff. So, like, it's crazy. Like, okay, Oscar, give me your final thoughts.
How do you... The child are all original, but mm-hmm. the backdrop is heavily influenced.
Mm-hmm. So I guess your final thoughts on one thing. I have one thing I may want to speak about, but what's your final thoughts on this?
One final thought I have is, there is one thing I don't like about this season.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's being dragged on.
Mm.
If, okay, Mando, you know, the trailer is like, oh, I need to look for more Mandalorians, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. From that first episode onto the next, onto the newest one, it's just been him, oh, you need to go here. Oh, you need to talk to this person. Oh, you need to go here.
Yeah, it's a journey.
There's no resolution. Yeah. It's just constant, like, fetch quests. It's like, okay, I got to keep going, 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 going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing I do find very irritating. Mm-hmm. Yes, there has been character development. Yes, there has been some shocking things. So, giving us Star Wars fans what we want, but as a story, you mm-hmm. know, breakdown, it's just like he's just constantly being led on.
Gotcha. I got that.
And it's just kind of frustrating and annoying. It's just like, oh, we got this part. Is something going to happen? Oh, no. Now you have to go to this next thing. Okay.
Now you got to go to this next thing. All right. My final thought, I think it would be too long of a conversation to have another day. But if I can spit it out in 1 minute, it would be, I'm interested in a lot of the production side of what they're doing and how green screen and blue screen technology is slowly fading. Like, not slowly fading, but like, this is the, people have been writing so many reports about this, as in this show might be a good staple in blue screen and green screen technology slowly fading away for at least backdrops. Because of how, you know how they do it, right? You know how they film?
In the behind the scenes.
Yeah, like how it's like almost like a basically a giant dome of LEDs that are so high resolution, it looks real. That it's more immersive for the actors, it feels better, and it saves them so much on production because they're using LED and so much. I want to talk about that one day, about like the production side of it, because just it's just so interesting to see how they tackle and how technology and is evolving. It's funny
because like just real quick is like, since the original Star Wars, innovation of technology always, you know, built upon that. If mm-hmm. without Star Wars, you don't get Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just like blue screen that Lucas did way back in the day, and then it just building up and up and up. And it's just like, now this. Mando's innovating now. It's just like, man.
Yeah, because I give credit to Lucas where credit is, but I also think it's more of like the groundwork he set for Lucasfilm. What is it? Sound of Lights and Magic? They have always tried to push. And I think that's always been like one of the criteria is how we do it better. Similar to James Cameron, how he always wants to, no matter how long his movies take, like he thinks I'm so hyped for Avatar 2. But he's like, I wait to the newest technology. Huh?
No one remembers the blue people.
Like, I remember the words Jake Sully. I remember there's a tree. I remember you have sex with ponytails, and that's also how you control animals. So in my mind, they're bestiality. But they're also not humans, so we don't even know what lines they blur.
What Avatar taught me is if you want something to work out, you just got to stick your dick in it.
I don't know if that's a good way to end this show. That's the worst message. Disclaimer, Burnt Out Coffee does not imply you need to stick your dick in to solve your problems.
Oh, that was what I learned from James Cameron.
That was James Cameron's message, not Burnt Out Coffee's.
That's James Cameron's message, not our message. I learned a long time ago that's not how you solve anything.
And with that, that's for this episode of Burnt Out Coffee. I hope you enjoyed this cold brew session, and we will see you tomorrow.